Are you looking forward to 2024 with excitement or trepidation? If you're at all nervous about what's in store for our world, today's episode is about being unshakable when things around you seem chaotic. Stay tuned.
I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage: How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage.
Namaste. I am Grace Rand, even though I know it says Gloria, but Gloria is my name for the past, and I'm going to be going by Grace more. So I'm going to just say I am Grace, and I want to wish all of you a very happy new year. It is 2024, and wow, I don't know about you, but 2023 was an interesting year, and 2024 promises to be even more interesting, shall we say, exciting. I'm looking forward to it with a lot of excitement. There are some people out there who may be looking forward to it, or maybe not necessarily looking forward to it, but thinking about it in terms of more, that's the best way I can say it. I don't know what's going to happen, especially here in the U.S., because it's an election year, and that's always a fun time, she says sarcastically. And that's what I want to talk about today. I've been off for a couple of weeks, so pardon me for not sharing with you, even doing rerun episodes over the holidays. The month of December for me was, I don't want to say challenging. It was interesting. It was an emotional time for me. December has become a very emotional month for me because this was the month when my sister passed 7 years ago now. It's been 7 years, and it just, the time has flown. It doesn't seem like it could possibly be that long. So I've been dealing with some grief of that. You know, the holidays are a joyous time, and I always loved Christmas as a kid. So it's been a little bit of navigating that. And that's why I thought that the topic for today, which is unshakable you, navigating chaos with authenticity, would be a good one to focus on as we start this new year. It is a time when January is a good time for reflection. It's a good time for looking back on how you were in the past year and how you want to be in the current year going forward now. And as I said, it's our world around us right now seems especially chaotic. And at the same time, I'm not sure it's any more chaotic than it has been in the past. What is different about it is that we are connected in a global way like we never have been in history. So frankly, as it seems like as long as there have been humans living on planet Earth, we have gotten ourselves into conflict, and there have been wars, and there have been fighting and violence and people not understanding one another. And of course, we have that going on right now. And the fact that it seems like things are much more challenging now is the fact that we have things like the internet, we have social media, and we have technology that has allowed us to communicate with people in Ukraine or to communicate with people in Israel as quickly as it is just to pick up our phone, and we can connect with them through a phone call. We can connect with them via apps like Zoom or StreamYard. I'm recording this podcast today, the video on StreamYard. But certainly with Zoom, I mean, so many people discovered Zoom over in 2020 and during the height of the pandemic when kids had to do schoolwork via Zoom. Companies were conducting meetings. All of these things were happening because we were stuck in our homes. So this world that we have today, even though it seems much more chaotic than it used to be, it's just because we're aware of it much more than we used to be. When we were living in our own little bubbles 100 years ago, heck, 50 years ago, even still, but let's say 100 years ago, 1924, in that day and age, we did have telephones. We did not have television so much yet. It was just starting to come about. We did have the radio, but mail service certainly took years, or not years, pardon my, it would take weeks, perhaps, maybe even possibly months for a message to be sent from and received then back and forth from one side of the world to the other. Long distance telephone was very expensive. We are so fortunate now. Oh my gosh, I don't think my children appreciate how fortunate they are to be able to have long distance phone calls. I mean, I am able to call my children who live not in my area. One lives not in the state, same state as I do, and the other one lives in not even in the same country as I do right now. When I was growing up in the 60s and the 70s, long distance was a big deal. I remember that we couldn't stay on the phone even when my sister was in college in another state, or when she moved even to Arizona. My mother was very cognizant about not wanting to stay on the phone too long because it was expensive. Long distance phone calls were expensive. So that's the past. Today is the future. Again, when we have all of these things like social media and that everything seems so much of in our face of all of the doom and gloom that's out there in the media, how does that impact us? Well, for one thing, when we see all of this negative things that are going on, it can really affect how we feel about ourselves. It can affect our mood, which then affects our decision-making, which affects our perception of ourselves. And when we let ourselves get pulled down these rabbit holes of focusing so much on, oh my gosh, the wars are so bad, or just there's violence in my hometown, and just, but everything seems to be like so in your face about it, it can really start to affect you psychologically, and it can lead you to be, shall we just put it bluntly and say, leave you feeling miserable. And I don't know about you, but when I'm feeling miserable, I don't want to do a whole heck of a lot. I don't want to do things in my business. For instance, again, I didn't want to even do my podcast. I was supposed to record this episode last week, but I was still feeling a bit off, shall we say. And so I was like, I'm not going to do it. I want to be inspired to be able to do this, or at least in a halfway decent mood to be able to record a podcast. So it impacts our business. I haven't even been showing up much on social media the past couple of weeks as well because of things that were going on. And also last weekend, though, I did start to do something for myself. And this is what I want to then share with you is what you can do now to counteract some of the negative things that might be out there. I mean, number one, stop watching the mainstream news so much, or even some of the alternative news. Anything that is overly focused on gloom and doom, be aware of it, but don't spend your precious hours devoting all of your attention to it. Find stories about where people are being generous and being kind to one another and focus in on that. Spend some time in the quiet, just being still, whether that's being out in nature. Now, depending on what part of the world you're living in right now, if you're living somewhere in the northern hemisphere, especially northern hemisphere where it's cold and snowy. You might not want to go outside unless you're into hanging out in the snow. But just to be able to spend some time going within and meditating. And that's actually what I did last weekend. So I greeted the new year by spending a four days in meditation with something called the Stargate community. I'll see if I can put a link to that in the show notes today, because it's a really, really phenomenal community. And I'm not going to go into details about it right now. Maybe I'll do that in another episode. But the main benefit of it was that I meditated about two or three times a day, in addition to my normal meditation that I do every morning. But I was spending time over the New Year's holiday. So it was like 4 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, doing these meditations with the Stargate community. And what a blessing that was, because it started to help me get back in gear and to start being energized for this new year and to be able to release some of the lower frequencies, shall we say, of my energy that had been when I was dealing with some of the memories and things of my sister, and also not being able to spend Christmas with my family because they're, well, let me correct that. I did spend Christmas with them. We spent Christmas over Zoom. We had about a 3-hour Zoom call. So at least I did get to see my children over Christmas, even though I couldn't physically give them a hug. So I still miss that, but at least we were together. And that's, again, one of the wonderful benefits of being alive in this time of year, in this time period, I should say, not necessarily this time of year, but this time period in history, is that we have these wonderful technologies that allow us to communicate. So even though it can send us down a rabbit hole of negativity, it can also bring us together. We can communicate with people from around the world that we wouldn't necessarily have had the opportunity to do 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. But now we're able to do it. Okay, let's see. What else do I want to talk about with regards to this? So those are some of the tools, I think, for being able to keep your vibration high. That's ultimately what this is about, because being able to navigate this seemingly chaotic world we live in with authenticity starts with being true to ourselves. And that means doing the things that you can do to keep your vibration high, and showing yourself compassion, showing yourself some love. And that's going to help you then to be able to do things that you want to do that perhaps are the practical things in your business. If you are a business owner listening to this, to be able to make those offers, to be able to do those social media posts, you've got to be able to do it from a place where you are feeling whole and healthy and happy. And so to figure out what ways you can do that. So maybe it's listening to some upbeat music. Maybe it's finding some funny videos to watch if you find yourself in that lower vibration. But I would tell you, I wanted to share this one story with you, for me, again, to give you an example of how things can play around with our brain in particular, and how to be able to then pull ourselves out again. So as I mentioned a little bit ago, I meditate every morning. And this week I've been having some interesting meditations in that I'm sitting there and focusing on, being still, trying to connect with my higher self. And then my monkey mind starts going down these negative rabbit holes. And today it was dealing with something that's a challenge. One of my loved ones has a health challenge. And I started, coming up with all these things about, I should have done something, the coulda, shoulda, wouldas, that I should have done more to help or something. Anyway, it was just all of this negative stuff. And as I'm sitting there having this go through my mind, I'm like, WTF, what is going on? This is crazy. And thankfully, I was able to pull myself out by, number one, saying, you know what? You did the best you could with the knowledge you had at the time. And so I was practicing some self-compassion. And then I started focusing on gratitudes and blessings and the fact that this relative of mine has excellent health insurance, has, you know, knows what to do to be able to take care of this health challenge and is going to be getting it taken care of. And, you know, thinking that those are all blessings. So I was able to pull myself out. And I know a couple of reasons why I was able to do that. Number one is practice. But number two is the fact that I have done and continue to do a lot of work on myself, which involves spending time connecting with my higher self. And I do that through meditation. I do that through journaling. I do it through channeling light language, which I'm going to do shortly before we close out this episode. So I encourage you to find the things that do light you up and acknowledge that being human is a fun journey. We came to this planet to really experience duality. So it is these, you know, positive and negative emotions, to be able to then learn how to deal with them and know that, to give yourself the grace to realize that because we're human, that ego mind is going to come up and we're going to find ourselves low in a lower vibrational state. And that's okay, as long as we don't stay there for too long. So that's the key. So it's to start recognizing when that happens, to have that awareness and say, oh, okay. And in fact, I was listening to someone today talk about to be curious. And I haven't been curious enough about that lately, but to really, when you find yourself in a lower vibration, to say, what's causing this? Or maybe not even ask that, but just say, yeah, strike that. Not to question it, but just to say, I'm in a lower vibrational state right now. Okay, that's interesting. And then let's see if we can shift it. Because when you feel that way, when you start realizing it and you acknowledge it, you have the choice. You have the ability to choose. Do I want to stay feeling miserable? No. And then if you decide that, you know, maybe you do, maybe you're like, well, I do want to dwell on this a little bit. I want to be sad or I want to be angry. Okay. And then check in with yourself again, maybe after a few minutes and say, okay, am I done yet? is it time to start shifting my vibration? The more curious you are about your lower vibrations, the more you can start to notice them. And it really does take practice with this. But the more you do that, the easier it becomes to then shift it and to move it into a higher vibration. I hope that's clear. I hope I made that clear enough for you today. Maybe I'll do another episode down the road about something like this, another variation of it. But I just want you, it's my intention that you greet this new year with excitement and wonder and curiosity. And focus on those emotions rather than fear and trepidation and nervousness and anxiety, because all that does is draw that to you. And that's not my wish for you. My wish for you is to be in a higher vibration state, to be in that state of curiosity, of wonder, of gratitude, of joy, of happiness. Because then when you are vibrating at that level, you're going to start seeing more of it and more of it and more of it. And the more we each do that individually for ourselves, then collectively we are raising the vibration of this planet. And one day we will live in a peaceful world. We will. One day. It's happening, folks. It is. And again, that's topics for another day. So I did mention one other thing today. was one of the other modalities that I use is to raise my vibration. And the message I got this morning also was not so much even doing it for myself right now, but is to share it with others. Because in sharing light language with others, when I do it with clients, when I do it here on this podcast, then I also then receive the benefit of it. But it's in the giving that you receive. So if you are new to the podcast, if you don't know what light language is, I encourage you to go in and search, because you will find some other episodes that I've done, older ones about this. Go to my website and you can find information about that, about it. I'm going to say, check out our other episodes at Live, Love, Engage podcast. If you go to that website, you'll be able to go into the search bar and search light language, and then you'll see what it is. But what I will say to you right now, the short version of it is it is a channeled message from higher realms of light and love. It's an energetic frequency that comes through me that I share through the spoken word and through song, sometimes one, sometimes the other, sometimes both, going back and forth, just depends on what spirit wants. And it is a fabulous, any type of sound, but certainly this type of sound, it is a very healing modality, and it really does connect to your heart and your soul. And if you have never heard it before, and you are open to receiving it and just being curious, and it's something that you may be called to do yourself, and it may affect you really profoundly. One of the first times I ever heard it, I started crying because it touched my heart so much. If you're listening to this podcast right now where you are driving a car, I would encourage you to pause this right now and come back to the podcast later, or the video later, when you can just sit and be still and allow the message that comes through to wash over you. To what I always ask for my clients, or when I'm doing it for myself, I ask that the message that comes through will be for your soul's highest good and the highest good of all concerned. And today I'm just asking for a general healing, a healing message for whatever it is that you need to release, per se. Maybe there's something weighing on you, maybe carried over from the past year, to just take a moment, relax, and as I said, just set that intention that whatever comes through is going to be for your soul's highest good. I hope you received that with the love with which it was intended. And I will encourage you to listen to this again. That's sort of the message I got. Listen to this again. You can just skip to the end of it and listen. You don't have to listen to the whole podcast again, but you might want to listen to that one a couple of times. It that felt very angelic coming from the angelic realm. And yeah, so if you feel, if that touched you in any way, you might want to listen to it a couple of times. And if you would love to take advantage of a private session with me, I would love to do that, because when I work with clients one-on-one, then we can really address specific issues that are going on with you, specific challenges, and I can ask for that wisdom and guidance to come through to help you with that. So one way you can do that is we can have a chat about it first off and see if you feel that would be good. And if you want to do that, you can go to engagewithgloria.com. And I'll have that in the show notes. And in fact, I've also put in the show notes as well, I'm having a New Year's special right now on a light language session where you can save 20%. So you can go to my website, go to the show notes to find that. And then check out the website anyway. So let's see what else I've got going on. So I think that's going to do it. I think that's going to do it for this edition of Live, Love, Engage. Thank you so much for being a subscriber, whether you're subscribed on YouTube or you're subscribed on whatever podcast platform you listen to, whether that's Apple or Spotify or Podchaser. I'm so glad that you are a subscriber. And if you're not, well, you know what to do. And you, if you enjoyed this today, I hope you will subscribe, because I am going to be back next week with an interview. I'm going to be having an interview with a lovely woman named Lee Lincoln. And I apologize by not remembering what exactly her topic is, but I know it's going to be awesome. So just stay tuned for that. Okay. So until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.